John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, you would have heard about all the people who want to get back in the air again, not just for domestically, not down to Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne, but overseas, across the Pacific to the north. Japan seems to be popular again too. It's interesting. Lots of people after COVID breaking out again. Listen to this. This is in the Courier Mail today. It's under the heading Cheap Seats. Would you believe this? Cheap seats at Qantas. It says Qantas has settled on a surefire crowd pleaser as it works to repair its battered brand, announcing an international fare sale starting from as low as, this is $999 return business class. Now, the airline's also named a new corporate affairs chief, bringing in former Crown Resorts and Virgin Australia public relations whiz Danielle Kyrie. Now, the cheapest fare in the pointy end of the plane, remember this is the pointy end of the plane, you've probably never imagined you being up in the pointy end of the plane, business class. Sydney to New Caledonia with other business class bargains on Brisbane to Tokyo, $4,999 return, that's Brisbane, Tokyo, pointy end. Adelaide to Bali, $2,449. I won't go through all the details. Economy and premium economy seats on many of the routes are also on sale. That's just the beginning. And there's another story on Bonza, but we'll get to this Qantas one first. Geoffrey Thomas is on the line, Editor-in-Chief at AirlineRatings.com. Hello, Geoffrey.
Hello, John.
Whoever thought Qantas would be encouraging people up to the pointy end with cheaper fares? Tell me how cheap they really are and what do you get for your money?
Well, look, you've reeled off a few there already, John. There's some great deals, there's no question about it. And these are the sort of fares we were seeing prior to COVID in 2019, and even lower. So there are some great deals. I mean, you know, for instance, Melbourne to London return for $8,999 business class. I mean, last year, that was the same fare you're paying one way, business class, and higher. Some of the fares were just like eye-watering, you know, because of the shortage of capacity and all the other dynamics. But look, this reflects the fact that we've got more and more competition back in the market finally. You know, I think we're going to see more and more of these sales through 2024. And I'm hoping by the end of this year that airfare life will become normal again, you know, and reasonable.
Now, Geoffrey, this to me is a very, very important question. You probably have enjoyed business class on numerous occasions. The vast number of people listening to this program, not only have they not experienced it, they've never even dreamed of themselves getting the chance to experience. What's the difference between economy and business?
Chalk and cheese, let me tell you. I mean, look, to be fair, I mean, the majority of passengers travel in economy because, you know, for instance, you know, Melbourne to London in economy is $1,799 return. That's $2,000, say, argument's sake, whereas the business class is $8,000 and $9,000 return. There's a big difference. But, I mean, one of the things about this, there's a really good dynamic here. Premium economy is a really good value option in between, and there's a significant difference between economy and premium economy. But another thing that passengers should take into consideration is go to a travel agent and say, look, I want to buy, you know, your husband and wife or, you know, partner or whatever, two of you are going to London, and just don't buy two seats, buy three seats. Because you have the seat in the middle, empty, between you, and you don't pay all the taxes and charges because there's actually no one sitting there. So there's no taxes and charges. So that fare becomes less. The travel agent can set it up. And all of a sudden, that is a way better option than, say, premium economy because you've got this huge space between you. And that's what you really need. You don't want to be rubbing shoulders with somebody unless they happen to be incredibly good looking. that may or may not work for you. But you want space. And look, a single person, you're traveling and you want a guaranteed seat next to you. You can also say, look, I want two seats. And that's what they recommend for folks who are what they call folk, a person of size, is buy two seats. And you need a travel agent to do that for you. And often now, airlines like Qantas, and they did that to me the other day. I was travelling economy between Perth and Sydney, and they said, do you want to buy the seat next year for $60? And I thought, yeah, you bet I do.
Really?
And I did. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they do that now. So there are some interesting dynamics that can really change your experience in economy with a little bit of thought and a little bit of help from a travel agent. And also, of course, travel agents know not just one particular airline. They know all the raft of them, and they can say to you, "Well, there's a much better deal doing it this way or that way." And they know their way around a reservation system, and they have access to all the airlines and all the deals. So,
Now, Geoffrey, just let the listeners enjoy just for once the dream of travelling business class. What's special about it?
Oh, well, look, yes, that was your original question. I'm sorry. Yes. Look, the difference is you've got a bed, and that's huge. You've got a bed, you've got privacy, you've got plenty of room. And if, for instance, you've been travelling Qatar Airways, you've got a sliding door that closes you into a little lovely little, your own little cabin.
Really?
And more and more airlines are going down that route at the moment. They're introducing sliding doors onto their business suites. I mean, the new Qantas A350s that'll be delivered late this year, early next year, they're the ones that'll do Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, London direct. Non-stop, I should say. They're going to have sliding doors on their business class suites as well. It's a world apart, and of course you get far more food, usually plated up, by chefs, and you get French champagne, and you get all the frills.
Mm.
Yeah. But mind you, you pay for it, and it is an amazing experience to have this. Once in your lifetime, do it.
Yeah, you don't get your own personal live entertainer sitting on your lap.
No. No, not that I've experienced anyway.
Well, I was waiting for it because everything else, I mean, your own cabin with sliding doors, I had no idea.
It does invite. It does invite the mind to go a little bit crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre. Oh, don't go away. Bonza says it saved Australians $125 million. This is written by one. Geoffrey Thomas.
Yeah. How about that?
Give us the story.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big rat for Bonza. I know they've had some stick this year or last year because they couldn't introduce a couple of planes they needed to, and they were delayed, so they had to cancel a lot of flights. But look, it's a great fun operation, and they are connecting a lot of dots that haven't been connected before. They're travelling to, I think it's 21 destinations, and 84% of those routes are not served by any other airline. So, I think they're really providing a great service, and they say they carried 750,000 passengers. So that's good. And they're saying they're going to double their operation this year. They've ironed out a few kinks and whatnot. So, yeah, I think it's a really great little classy little operation.
Are they around for the long run, in your view?
Well, they've got deep pockets, or their owners have got deep pockets. So, yes, they should be. There should be no reason why. And they've ordered about 70 or 80 planes from Boeing. Mm. So, if that's any guide, yes, they are in for the long term. And the reality is their market plan of connecting cities that have not been connected before has been proven to be successful in the United States.
Okay.
In fact, incredibly successful. So as long as they don't get stupid and take on Qantas, I think they're in here for the long term, yeah.
Excellent. This has been very entertaining, Geoffrey. I'll just go away and dream now about business class to London via Qatar with my own private cabin and sliding doors.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it is a treat. Yes.
Good on you, Geoffrey. Geoffrey Thomas, editor-in-chief of airlineratings.com.